الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One is Makan and one is Makim. One of Hazrat's majlises. One is Makan and one is Makim. Makan in this, what Hazrat is saying, is the heart. And Makin is Allah Ta'ala. Makin is Allah. You must understand this very carefully. Now, if Allah Ta'ala is so pure, is free from all defects, there's no impurities Allah Ta'ala can accept. So Allah is very pure. So if Allah Ta'ala is so pure and always remain pure, then how this heart can accept if it is impure? Can Allah Ta'ala enter into a house? Just for example, I'm telling you. The heart is the house, makan. Allah is makin and He is so pure. Can Allah enter into a house which is impure? Hazrat is saying this. What is the meaning of that? The meaning of that is this much, that how one should keep this heart very pure all the time. Now what do you understand by that? Akhlaq razila. All those akhlaq which Allah does not want us to have in us. Akhlaq razila. Those ailments, those impurities, those dirty habits, qualities must not be in our heart. Because the moment you have a dirty qualities in your heart, then that place Allah cannot sit there. Cannot sit there. Hazrat Ji went on to say that when you make wudu at home, when you finish making wudu, which is very important to make wudu at home, not in the mosque. Our circumstances, something else, traveling, something, whatever. As far as possible, make wudu at home. When you're walking from home to the masjid or going whatever, at that time your body was very pure, but was the heart pure or not? Hazrat is saying that. Your body was pure, but was your heart pure or not? Again the same question. What does he mean by that? You got so much of impurities in you. It's only through His grace He's allowing you to come to masjid. It's only to His grace that allows you to come with Him. Otherwise, you and I cannot come to with Him. Because the body is clean, but the action, the heart is unclean. You still got in you hills. You got in you jealousy. You got in you pride. You got in you anger. Whatever impurities you can think about, you all got it in your heart. How can you enter in a masjid when Allah is so pure? Allah wants to come into your heart. You want Allah to come into your heart. The only way He can come into your heart is you must keep yourself pure. This is what is being said. You say this is what is being taught in the Khanqah. To completely free yourself pure to that extent. Like the one Imam was going to the masjid and he had it out with his wife. He's an Imam now. I'm giving an example to show you that these are the things that we have in us. So when he's going to the masjid, he said, "Hey, Ya Allah, how am I going to the masjid? I had a fight with my wife. How am I going to read the namaz now? Let me go and ask for forgiveness first." He went and asked for forgiveness. "Please forgive me that I scolded you, whatever it may be. Now I can go to the masjid. I'm now clean at heart. I've got no remorse for anyone." This one is an example of you. So many times when you come to the masjid, someone caused harm to you in the past or present. Once your eyes fall on the person, the picture comes in front of you, he caused harm to you. No problem. Not more than that. Not more than that. Not supposed to accommodate. He's like this and like that, like that, like that, like that. That means your heart's not clean. Heart will be clean when you come into the masjid. To keep yourself completely clean. Because you must ask yourself, am I fit to go? Where? As you say, where are you going to? When you made wudu, where are you going to? You are going to meet Allah. You are going to meet Allah. This is very important when you make wudu, that your outward inward, I'm going to meet Allah. Am I clean inside and outside or not? Ask yourself this question. You must ask yourself this question. It helps you. I'm clean outside. Am I inside clean also or not? So try to clean yourself. One of these hadith says, Jaru dena. Jaru dena, while you make majlis, Jaru dena. Jaru means take out. That person who is sincere, when he sits in the majlis, he is sitting with this intention that I am cleansing myself. So jaru dena. So while you are listening, you are making jaru, sweeping. What you are sweeping? All that impurity you are sweeping out of you, I don't want those impurities. Likewise, when a person comes to the masjid, he is so pure to that extent that he does not know what's happening next to him. Just sit down quietly. To mujhe dekhe main aapko dekhta. You look at me, I look at you. That is the supposed to be a person's position when he comes to the masjid. The way he sits in the masjid, that he knows that this is the last meeting with him, I don't know when I get another. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you read namaz, you must think that this is your last namaz. Now, if you know it's your last namaz, how will you read it? You read at his best. I do not know whether I'll get another opportunity. How to impress him? The thing is, you know, how to impress Allah? You're going to impress everyone else will bring depression. Impress Allah. How to impress Allah? My namaz also, is not according to his expectation, but let me impress him at least. Now, whatever he did, my banda is trying. He's giving his best. Not according to my expectation, but I still give him full marks. I give him full marks. Why? In the road to Allah Ta'ala, there's no failure. Remember, in the road to Allah Ta'ala, there's no failure. There's success all the time. In the end to Allah Ta'ala, jao, jannat. Why you tried? Everything you tried, you broken down, you did that, you still came. So the heart has to be very, very clean. That when you go to sleep, there must be no such thing as any kind of animosity or any kind of dirt for anyone. The way you sleep like this, that if your mouth has to take place, alhamdulillah, I am clean with everyone. One hadith, Nazizi was saying us, when a person comes to the masjid, the farishta say, Ya Allah, outwardly he is pak, inwardly he is not pak. How can you allow him to come to masjid? How can you allow him to come to masjid? Allah Ta'ala is so kind, he said, okay, before he comes to the masjid, and tell him, take all his impurities out of him. The farishta take it out. And he comes to read namaz, and he reads namaz in the way he's supposed to read namaz. Then when he's going out, Allah Ta'ala is the farishta, Ya Allah, what must you say? When you've taken it out, why don't you put it back to him? Allah Ta'ala looks for different things. The sickness that comes to you, the sickness, it's a great ni'mat. You don't ask for sickness, but when sickness comes, a great ni'mat. Musa alayhi salam, he said, Allah Ta'ala was very sick. So Allah Ta'ala said, take dawa. Take dawa. He went and he took dawa. Then you say, Allah Ta'ala, what is this? You say, Allah Ta'ala said, you took the dawa, but have trust in me. I put the effect in the dawa. I put the effect in the dawa, but you must make dawa. You don't know that Allah Ta'ala, when He gives you sickness, is the kafarat al-zunub. Forgiveness of sins. Forgiveness of sins. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to get married to a woman, and when they told him that she does not get sick any time, he said, I won't get married. Because sickness is a very great ni'mat. Because through sickness, Allah Ta'ala will forgive that person. Allah, you don't know Allah how much and Allah kind is. It's only easy, you know, the mothers, you see, the mother, because God's love for the child is so great. It's nothing compared to love Allah for the banda. The love Allah for the banda is more than the mother. You know the mother what she is? She'll give her life. That life is nothing. Allah gives his life something. And that only one portion of the love Allah gave the mother. 99 portion left to the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala's 99 rahmat is there. Only one portion of rahmat He gave here. To show you this is my one portion of rahmat. What is my portion of 99? keep me happy. Never mind whatever it is, you know. Do not think to yourself, main tuti puti namaz padhin, kya hoga isme. Lot of ladies say, well, I just read namaz anyhow. I want ladies to listen to me. I read namaz anyhow. What's my namaz? Don't say what's your namaz. They are allowed to accept it. One person told Hazrat Azim Dadullah Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat, I'm just reading namaz, you know, tuti puti. He said, well, tuti puti, wahan qadr hogi. Wahan qadr hogi. Choro. He gave you the permission to make sajda in front of him. People make zikr. When they make zikr, they say, hey, I'm not enjoying it. Arey, shukar karo ke zuban se mujhe yaad kar liya. Shukar karo ke zuban se mujhe yaad kar liya. What an opportunity he gave you to allow you to make a zikr. Every time you make a zikr of Allah, you must think, Allah, you reminded me to remember it. If you did not remind me, you know, the Quran that you open to read, you think you are opening, he made you open. Allah's special attention on that person who reads Quran, Allah's special attention is on that person. That's why they say when you read Quran, do not disturb that person. Do not divert your attention from the Quran, whatever zikr also. But especially Quran, Allah's special attention on that person. So we have to understand this much that our heart has to be clean. Ask yourself, my heart must be clean with everyone. That is what is told, is shown in the Khanqah. So, apne dil ko saaf rakho, no matter who the person is. No matter who is there. So, when you enter the masjid, at least have this in mind. That no matter what happens, my heart must be clean. I must disbeek Allah Ta'ala. Apna kaam karo, it is namaz and go. And if you have that in you, then inshallah, every day of your life, you must take record of it. That is my heart clean? Is my heart clean my brothers? Is my heart clean my wife? Is my heart clean my sisters? Is my heart, everyone. And one thing in the road to Allah Ta'ala, you do not feel shy to say maafi. If Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so masoom, yet he, when he passed him, he asked him people maafi. What is it you ask me for maafi? So after the sabta, ya Rasul, you asking us for maafi? So one sahabi said, yeah, one day you did this to me. You hit me, whatever. So some said, all right, badla le lo. Hazrat was given this instance. So he went out. So he said, that badla was, I didn't have any clothing. I didn't have any clothing. So you must also take a prayer. This is what Nabi Muhammad show us. There's no pride. Come down to earth. He took out his thing and he grabbed Nabi Muhammad and he pressed his ear. What are you doing? He said, this is what I wanted. That this body will now be safe from fire of Jahannam. Nothing else. I want this body to be safe from fire of Jahannam. That's why I touched your body. You did no harm to me. See the love they had to them. This is what is supposed to be. Our heart must be clean with everyone. Not a dirt must be for anyone. Look everyone with one eye. I remember Hazrati, you know, one person caused harm to Hazrati. But he was so good to him that he did not even shame for one second that he caused harm to me. Never. You should sit down and have tea with Hazrati, everything to that. But not the attention. Will you do that? Will we do that? No, he did that to us. So this is what Khanqah shows us. Aise aadmi bano ke khuda ke saath aisa taluk mazboot ho jaye. Your taluk with Allah becomes so strong, no effect at all. No effect. Sab ke saath, your heart must be clean as possible. That brother took me for a ride, wo apna kaam jaane, my heart. That person did that to me. And the biggest quality a person has in him, he does not make ghibat. Not make ghibat separate. There were two brothers. One brother was in Makkah. And this brother of his was a big buzrug. So he stayed in Makkah and he became a mujawar there too. So he wrote to his brother and told him, that I have three desires in me. Alhamdulillah, Allah fulfilled my two desires. And now I want one more I'm waiting for. Desire. First desire is, I always wanted to stay in Makkah. Because the Makkah is very sacred. I always want to stay in Makkah. And that was my desire. I want to stay in Makkah. And Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala fulfilled my thing that I am now staying in Makkah. He told him that second desire is, I wanted the khadim to serve me so they can make, I can make wudu and the rest of it too, and they serve me all the time. So alhamdulillah, Allah gave me that too. Then he told him the third thing, which my desire is longing, that I want to meet you before I die. He said, I meet his brother before I die. Now his brother was a very big Muslim. He said to him, most surprising, that you are staying there. You are staying there. That is, place is sacred. When will you make yourself sacred, that wherever you go, you become sacred? A man can stay here, he's sacred more. Where can you go? That place is sacred. People are going to Makkah a million times, 100 times, not that. That does not make them sacred. The place remains sacred. You make yourself sacred, that wherever you go, you are sacred. This is what I'm trying to show you. Makan on Makin. That Makin, that heart must be so close, so strong, so clean and pure. Sibbat Allah. Mahazaji said that. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Mahazaji is saying this. I'm saying Mahazaji's word. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Apne Allah ke andar Allah ki akhlaq peda karo. In you, create out the character of Allah. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. You know when the person makes zikr la ilaha illallah, he's saying la ilaha that Allah take all my all akhlaq and zila out. And akhlaq hamida must come in. That akhlaq hamida is Allah's akhlaq. To be good to everyone, to make sabr, to make shukr, not to look down anyone, not to have arrogance. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah, divine akhlaq, Allah's akhlaq in you. Sibghat Allah, Mahadir says, Sibghat Allah in the Quran it is. One is Hadith al-Qudsi, Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. One is Quran, Sibghat Allah, Allah ke rang mein ho jao. Get the rang of Allah, the color of Allah in you. How Allah has so much of patience with his enemies. Can we have patience like that? Firaun, what did not do? Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, what did not do? How much of patience? That Buzruq was getting beheaded. He's smiling. He said, why are you smiling? He said, I'm smiling how Allah has so much of tolerance in you. He told Hajjaj, how Allah has so much tolerance in you that you're killing me for something I did not do. And yet Allah has so much of tolerance. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ اللَّهِ كَ رَنْ مَوْجَا وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةِ which other color is more better than Allah? This is what we have to get into us, right? If you don't need too much of the Hajj, but nothing namaz, you don't do anything, but you got this akhlaq in you, you by surpass everyone else, which is the one thing that we have to have in us. صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً وَنَحْنُ. So he told him this one, that you are staying there, but it is sad to say this much, that the place remains sacred, but you are not sacred. Have you been sacred, you will remain worried about him and no one else. Second of surprise, he says, that you are asking for a khadim, and you will become makhdum, you want to be served. We are supposed to be khadim, that we serve others. And you want to be Allah, because only Allah is to be served, not us. Only Allah is to be served, not us. Everyone will become makhdum, yeah? No one will become khadim. Khadim means you serve others. There's no such thing as, you know, this person, that person, that person. Become a person to serve others. But no, I won't be served by someone else. So how nice is brother saying, I came to know now that you want to be like Allah, that you want everyone to serve you. When that time will come when you serve us, Allahu Akbar. And you find every buzruq, they're making service to everyone else. And the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third thing he told him, that I'm really surprised that you worried about me. Have you got contact with Allah Ta'ala so strongly that you forget everyone, even your children you forget? Till you don't become like that. That your relation with Allah Ta'ala becomes so strong that you do not have mind of thinking of anyone else. Not your children, not anyone else. You become so strong. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiya Allah Ta'ala. His son told him, "Oh father, I was in a battle with you and I saw you, but because you were my father, I stopped killing. I didn't use it. Dear old son, if I knew you in front of me, I'll kill you. I'll kill you." That muhabbat you get, that muhabbat of Allah, must be so strong that not nothing must as if. Why must think of it? Say, what are you thinking for? What are you thinking for? The relationship with Allah was so strong. You look wherever you are, it's only you and no one else. Then whatever happens to you is coming from who? It must be like that. If someone that harms you too, is coming from who? He's not your enemy anymore. He's not your... If the wife scold you too, is coming from where? From there. That person from there, someone stole something, told you something very harshly. Coming from where? With us. Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali told one of his khalifas. He told him, take this as everything that you are experiencing, no matter from what is happening, see, is coming from Allah. Coming from? When you have this in your heart that everything is coming from Allah, will you have any enemies? Not one enemy. Everything is Islam. Why is it coming from there? It's coming from there. This is what we have to bring into us. This quality of this kind. Ki apne dil mein kisi ke mutalliq hudur na ho. Not one enemy you must have in you. Not one enemy. If you got an enemy that's a defect in you, you must have. Your akhlaq must be of that kind. That's why they say you make zikr. Making zikr all the time, the effect must be of that kind. That anyone can tell you something to question it. Koi baat. So when he gave that answer, he says to him, that I'm really surprised that you're thinking of me. Had you had contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't even think of your children too. You won't think of Allah. Makan and Mateen. It is so important that you have to keep this in mind. When you go into the masjid, prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. That is my Hazrat trying to tell us. When you go into masjid, he said, outwardly you've been clean. Cleanse yourself with your body, your clothing. Clean your inside. Oh Allah, I'm going to meet you. This is the Yadununa Anna Munaku Rabbihim. You're going now to meet him. How are you going to meet him? He is pure, he wants you to be pure too. He wants you pure. How important is you to how pure you must be? That no kind of defect will be. The most such thing as you have to, when you leave the house, if you had any small, you know, shortcoming of the wife, ask for forgiveness. But do not keep in the house. There's a lot of people, you know, have problems at home, they come sit in the masjid. They come sit in the masjid, the heart not clean. They are happy, is Allah happy? So that's what I'm trying to say, is that makan or makim. Mahazrat, small words, short. What lesson? Hey Allah. Mukhtasar, he says, makan or Allah is Sibghat Allah. Bring the quality of Allah in you. The quality of tolerance. If you're going through any difficulties, quality of tolerance. Bear with it. Do not say. And remember, do not complain. Who are you complaining to? You're going to complain to anyone that is not going to help you at all. Speak to Allah. Even the Farooq and the Nabis also, they only spoke to Allah and no one else. So we got Allah, why must turn to one else? But we must have the qualities of that bring in us that we must not have one enemy by. If you got that, inshallah, you got everything. So you know what Allah Ta'ala has made. This is for Amal Kani, for goodness. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa sahabi. ربنا اتمننا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعرفه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره والفوز بالجنه والمتعه من الله اللهم ثبتنا للايمان وامتنا للايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه للايمان بحرمه القران وحرمه النبي اخر الزمان وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد رحمه الله.